Lying makes a problem alive. Truth makes a problem history. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with instant illumination. Lying makes a problem alive, while truth makes a problem history. We've all been caught up in little white lies from time to time, where we have said things that were not really true. We were trying to defend our attitude, defend our position, defend ourselves, and in the process, we have made a lie. And that lie becomes a great problem for us because we're contested on that. People know we're lying. They can read it in our face. They can read it in our heart. They can read it in our life. They can read it in our words. And they feel a dirtiness about it. And oftentimes, people don't realize what that dirtiness is that they feel. But they feel a dirtiness about it. Whenever you tell a lie, it just sort of has its own putrid self about it. And everyone who comes in contact with it knows something is not right. What it is, they don't know. When you tell the truth, it makes history of the problem. Whenever we tell the truth, even when it's difficult to tell it, whenever we tell the truth, it makes the problem go away. It makes the problem be something that's long gone and never was. What does it mean to tell the truth? Perhaps we should concentrate on that more than on lying. Certainly, I believe that's true. What is it to tell the truth? To tell the truth is at all times to be consistent. Now, you can be consistent in lying too, that's correct, but to tell the truth, it is at all times to be consistent. Now, what things would you tell the truth about? A person comes up to you and says, I want to know how much you have in your bank account. And you say, why do you want to know how much I have in my bank account? That's my business. Well, actually, I wanted to know because I felt that you were having a tough time and I wanted to give you some money. Well, what difference would it make what I have in my bank account if you feel in your heart that you want to give me some money because you feel that it was the thing you want to do? If I told you I had nothing in my bank account, you would think I'm a poor manager of my funds. If I told you I had enough in my bank account to cover my responsibilities right now, you would think perhaps I don't have to give him anything. And if you think I have an abundance in my bank account, you say, well, why should I take my good money and give it to him when I could put it to different uses? You see, whenever we are asked, what do we have in our bank account, for instance, we just say, that's my business. Or we say, enough to take care of my needs. Or we say, I'm broke. Now, if we say we're broke, we're lying. Because you cannot have a bank account unless you have something in it, because that means you close the bank account. If the bank account has nothing in it, you can just say that I have nothing in my bank account. But the thing is, why would someone want to come to you and ask you if you have a bank account, how much you have in it? And the reason they come to ask you is because they want to do a good turn and they want to be helpful to you. They want to help you do something that's difficult for you to do, like pay your bills. Now, if a person asks you a question, how much do you have in your bank account? Just say, well, right now, I'm having just a little tough time, but things are going along okay. I'm getting a new job, or I'm getting things balanced out, and the baby bills have been expensive, but things are coming along just fine. And you see, when you talk about these things, when you talk about the circumstances you're facing, you exasperate them. And when you exacerbate them, you empower them to continue and to continue and to continue. Now, is that what we want to do? Now you say, well, why did they come and ask me how much I have in my bank account? I didn't want to lie to them, and I didn't want to make myself look like a pauper or some poor person. Why did they come and ask me? Well, why did you, why did I create them asking that question? They could have asked us any number of questions, or not even asked us a question. They could have come up and said, say, Herb, I just came into some money, and I'm so happy about it, I'm sharing it with a few of my friends. Here's what I'd like to share with you. And they give you a check for $1,000 or $10,000, and you say, wow, that's quite nice, thank you so much. And you see, they don't make it imperative for you to save your face by lying. And really, you don't save your face by lying. Lies are something that just are as bad as anything can be for us, because they make us feel dirty as well as the other person feel dirty. When a person lies, everybody knows it, especially ourselves, which is the worst case we could ever have. So we want to always tell the truth, and we want to create people asking us questions that make telling the truth a very harmonious thing. No one comes up to us and asks us any question unless we have created them coming up to us and asking us a question. Now you say, that's not always true, that's not always true, I hadn't even thought of that. Then you would never have been asked that question. We are dealing here with a law. We are dealing with the principle, the law of cause and effect. And a cause must be put into motion for an effect to happen. No one can ask us a question unless we have in our heart that very question. No one can seek of us anything that we are not. And we cannot seek of anyone else something they are not. And in part, we created them. We created them asking the question, and not really in part, but fully, we have created them asking these questions. We have created the world asking us to make a conclusion, and we don't really want to make that conclusion, so we have not really come to an honest answer inside of ourselves. And having not come to an honest answer, we tend to lie, because we do not want to have the world think that we are bad, or we are unfortunate, or we are having problems. We don't want the world to think that about us. And yet, we act in every way to say to the world, boy, have I got problems. Things are just not going too well for me. It is tough. It's tough. And you see, saying those things, what's happening to us? Saying those things, we are creating people asking us questions that we don't want to answer. So, if we go around the world saying, I am independently wealthy, I'm independently wealthy, I'm independently, and act like it and think like it, will people ask us if we have enough money? They will say, hey, I love people who are independently wealthy. I'd like to contribute something to your independent wealth. Oh, no, people don't give things to people who have it. Oh, yes, they do. To him who hath is given, and to him who hath not even the little bit he has is taken away. You see, we forget these things. These things are statements that have come down through us from the philosophers of history, the psychologists of history, the religious thinkers of history. And they come down and they mean something to us. They mean how we can act and how we live and how we conduct ourselves. But what we like to do, if we read the Bible, for instance, we like to take the graphic stories out of there, the dynamic stories. We watched a movie last night, what was the name of that movie? We just watched it last night. It's Professor Higgins and so forth. And this woman was a very sarcastic woman, and she was living in a difficult society, and she was doing things, and as she was doing these things, she was just being very, very disgusting. And the people she created in her world were equally disgusting to her. They were crude to her, they were mean to her, they acted toward her in a negative way, except for one person. One person expected the best out of her, and he got it. Well, Toward the end of the movie, as we were listening to it and thinking about it, the comments of those of us who watched were that the movie was very sarcastic. The movie was very bad to listen to because it was so very sarcastic. And of course it was. It was very sarcastic. First, My Fair Lady, the first time we watched the movie, we didn't think it was sarcastic because we were so delighted with the development of the movie. But the second time we watched the movie, we had a chance to be aware of the sarcasm and the other things that were going on, and it did not please us. Now, why is it the first time we saw the movie, we didn't notice the sarcasm, or at least it didn't bother us so much? Because we were looking for the delight of the movie. We were looking for the charm of the change, the Pygmalion change in this woman. We thought it was so beautiful for her and so lovely. And we thought the men were kind of tough on her, but they perhaps had to be tough to get her to make the break and make the change and come to the point of saying, by God, I think she's got it. And so, if we, now that we could see the sarcasm in there, the sarcasm was in us. Can we go back to the original attitude we had about the movie, that it was a charming development of a thesis, instead of that the sarcasm was so dominant? You see, we become jaded in our thinking, and we become reflective of who we are. The first time we saw the delight in the movie, the second time we saw our personalities. We saw the way we treat life, the sarcasm that we have toward one another, and the sarcasm we have toward life. And it made a very difficult thing. And, of course, if we would say, I didn't see any sarcasm in there, we'd be lying. And in that lying, what would we be doing to ourselves? We'd be making a problem. But no, we say, they were sarcastic. They were crude to each other. They were unnecessarily unkind to each other. They were unnecessarily strict in teaching her English grammar and English language and so forth. They were unnecessarily strict. Why? Because that's just the thing that we are going through ourselves. That's just the problems we're going through. All the world is a reflection of just who we are. It has been my request to the campus here that we have some musical comedies and that we watch them for a while to sort of lift the toughness of the experiences that we're going through. But it seems as though it's a tremendously difficult thing to find a musical comedy that isn't a little sarcastic or a little bit directional, that makes us think hard thoughts. Why? Because if we watch it for the first time, never having seen it before, we listen for the charm and the beauty and the magic of it. But the more often we have seen it, the more often we miss the music and the magic and the charm, and we see the underlying causes, the underlying features that are taking place. And if someone would say to us after the first time we saw the movie, did you like it? Oh, yes, yes. And we'd be telling the truth. If someone asked us the second time we saw the movie, did you like it? Well, I didn't like all that sarcasm there. And we'd be lying, because we created that in there. That's our consciousness. That's our attitude. That's our way in life. You see, we lie to ourselves. We lie to ourselves, and then we wonder why our world is unstable, why it is filled with problems. But when we can teach ourselves always to tell the truth. Now, the truth is what we want the truth to be. The truth is, I enjoyed the movie because I went into it looking for enjoyment. I enjoyed our discussion because I went into it looking for enjoyment. I enjoyed the meal because I went there looking for enjoyment in the meal. I enjoyed life because I go into it looking for enjoyment in it. And if I go looking for ways to improve the world, ways to improve life, then I am not able to enjoy it too much. And then I say, life is bad. And life is not bad. The world is not bad. The world is good and very good. And it's time for us to take this opportunity to recognize the world is good and very good. While lying makes a problem alive, truth makes a problem history. We have the opportunity of living in any kind of a world we want, a world with problems, or a world with love, peace, abundance, right action. Today, make that your choice as I make it my choice. And live in a happy world filled with happy people and happy circumstances, because I always tell the truth. Have a wonderful day. Do wonderful things, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.